Today's Mishnah and Masechet Kelim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is the opening of Perek HaKadur, Play Ball, Richie. And we're ready to begin with our opening Mishnah, HaKadur. And believe it or not, this Kadur is made just like a modern ball, modern baseball is made. You take leather, you stuff it up with all kind of mochin, and you sew the leather shut. And then you sign it Babe Ruth or something like that, and that's the Gemar Malacha. So if you have a kadur like that, or you have the equivalent in an imum is the same exact type of construction, and what you do is you stuff something in the shape of a shoe, and then you build a shoe around it, so you use it as a shoe form for making a shoe, or the kameya cases which we had, which is the same idea. You fill it up with stuff, whether it's herbs or something, and then you sew it closed. Tefillin is the same idea. It's a leather box that is sealed up, it's sewn shut, and it's filled with stuff. Any of these cases in which the leather, the outside leather, was torn, but not to the extent that it would lose its shame kli and that everything would fall out of, but at least it is open in the sense that somebody can now touch what's inside of it, what would be the din if that ball had been exposed in an oil hamace, or had been exposed to an actual mace? So then remember, the mace is avi avot hatumah, and the ball would now be considered to be an av hatumah. If it's an av hatumah, somebody who touches the ball is going to become tamei mace. So in this case, hanogea bahen, if you touch the outside leather, then you're tamei, because it wasn't ruined as a kli, so it didn't lose its tuma, and therefore it retains its avatuma. But if you touch what's inside of them, you're tohar, because what's inside of them is only contents, but is not considered to be part of the kli itself, masha inkein. There's one case that you would think is exactly the same, but it isn't. And that would be a case where you have a leather saddle that you made the same way, essentially, filled it up with stuffing, sewed it shut. Is that a saddle? No, because it's not enough. The first thing that's going to happen when you sit down on this saddle is that your weight is going to push the stuffing out to the side, and then you're not going to have much of a saddle. So therefore, what you do is you quilt it. You stitch it all around and around and around, which means that now the stuffing is going to be attached to the outside. But that means that the entire saddle is considered to be one kli. And if it's one kli, if it tears to the extent where it's not going to lose its shame kli, it's just a small tear and things won't come out. So then if you stuck your finger inside that tear and you touch the stuffing, you would also become tamei. Because if the kli was tamei mace, it retains its tumas mace, and even what's inside, because it's all sewed together, would be considered to be tamei. So ha'ukaf shenikra, there even anogeh b'mashe betocho tamei. Why? Because the quilting, ha'tefer, is mechaber the contents to the outside. Mishnah Beit in Perek Chof Gimel. So we know, and we're about to start for the first time to describe clearly the difference between Tumas Mishkav Umoshav on the one hand and Tumas Merkav on the other hand. Now, on the surface, it sounds like Merkav is just a variant of Moshav and Mishkav, right? Something that the Zav will sit on, something that the Zav will lie down on, and something that the Zav will ride on. I mean, so a saddle. Exactly. We start talking about the saddle, and the saddle should be Tumas Moshav, right? I mean, what's the difference if I'm riding it or if I'm just sitting on it in the living room? Amazingly, it turns out that there's a big difference. One of them is called Tumas Merkav. One of them is called Tumas Moshav. By the way, I must warn you that, as you know, I'm very prejudiced to the Rambam. So I'm telling you the halacha according to the Rambam. Not everybody agrees with this. Because, I mean, the Rambam holds that a din of a merkav could be the same thing which, if it were a seat, would be moshav. But because it's a merkav, is not a moshav. Not everybody agrees with that. Many of the Rishonim hold that the concept of merkav is something which helps you to ride, but not the thing that you're actually sitting on. The thing that you're actually sitting on is considered to be moshav. So according to the Rambam, so let's say if you had that thing sticking out of the top of the saddle, what do they call it, a pommel? I forgot what they call it, but you're holding on to something. So that's considered to be Merkav, despite the fact that you don't sit on, and that would be the Chiddush Merkav. Mashenkin, the saddle itself would still be considered to be Moshav. The Rambam holds that since the saddle is not really sitting, it's straddling. Straddling is not Moshav. So if you've got to sit with your legs and one on the other side, that's not considered to be a normal Moshav. And therefore, the Torah is adding a tumah called Merkav, but it's not exactly the same. And we're going to discuss in the next Mishnah in what way is it different lahalacha. But first, let's define what is a Merkav and what is a Moshav. Okay. So let's take examples of things that are only tumah mishum Merkav. So if you've got a Zariz Ashkeloni, I think we're going to need Calvin here. You've got this type of strange slatted. Now, wait a minute. That's something that Naftali would do. We're looking for a more sophisticated technology here. Okay, so that is the type of, they're calling it a saddle band. Yeah, so it's a type of interesting saddle that is made out of different slats that go together around the sides of the horse. And this was something that was common in Ashkelon, so they call it the Ashkeloni band and so on. So that is made only for riding. And so because of that, even if you sat on it normally, it really is not shaped like a seat at all. And therefore, you'd only be metamiyat as a zav, you'd only be metamiyat b'merkav. Or the zariza, or the meducha hamadit. A meducha hamadit is this giant crushing a mortar and pestle device where it's so big, you stand on top of it, straddle it, and then you bang hard on what you're crushing in the middle. So that is also a type of merkav. Do they even have a picture of that? Whatever. I mean, you don't really need a picture. An avit of a gamal and a tapitan shel sus. So a camel saddle or a saddle on a horse. And these, according to the Bar Tanura, are basically the same things. And we're just calling them on different names because on a camel, that's the name that's given for a camel saddle. That's the name that's given for a horse saddle. Okay, whatever. But the point is, they all force you to straddle. Rabbi Yossi says, no, a tapitan shel sus is tameh. Why? Because everybody stands on that. Why do they stand on it? Because when you go to the races, the way in which everybody wants to get a gander at what's happening over the audience that's standing in front of him, and that was called the coupon, and that was the campaign, like we have the coupon, the campaigns that they had in those days. So those were these sports that everybody would want to look at. And what people would do is, yay, yay, and they would jump up on the saddle and they would say, go for it, and so on. So then that means that the saddle would be used for standing on, and standing is considered to be also tamei mishum moshav. And therefore, mipnesha omdim alav bekumpon, since when you go to the races, you would be standing on it. So therefore, it's moshav, not merkav. But an ukav shel na'aka, oh man, nobody wants to sit on one of those na'akot. We already learned that they are really very difficult to control, like we saw back in Shabbos. And anybody, okay, thank you so much, Cal. And anybody who stands on that knows that he's going to be flipped over in a minute. So because of that, that really is only for Merkav. Okay, there's another way to learn the mission. We'll take it easy. I'm sure you wouldn't want to stop now because that would be awful. Then you wouldn't even know what the difference is between Merkav and Moshav, and what would be the whole point? That we'd have to start over again, right? So let's just do the one-line Mishnah that we've got in Mishnah Gimel and Perkhov Gimel. Ma bein Merkav leMoshav, what indeed is the difference? The difference is like this. When it comes to a Merkav, the halacha is that there's a difference between Maga and Masa. Normally, anybody who becomes Tomei, from Tumas Mishkav u'Moshav, Zov made something Tomei, now you come into contact with it. So you touch the bedding of the Zov, you are Metamei Begodim, your own Begodim. And if you carry it, you're also Metamei, your own Begodim. But by Merkav, if you just touch the saddle, you will become Tomei, but you will not be Metamei, your Begodim. Asha Inkain, if you pick up the saddle and carry it, then you will be Mitame Begonim as well. So that means that Merkav has a kula that does not apply to the dinim of Moshav, and therefore we need to know the difference between them. So Merkav chalak maga omi masa'o, but Moshav, there's no difference between maga and masa, and you're always going to be tame. Now, there are kind of things. We spoke about these various saddles, the types that are Batami Merkav, the types that are used even for Moshav because you stand up from him. But there are kinds of saddles, so to speak, or at least things that you put on the back of an animal that are not Matami either, not Merkav or not Moshav. And what is that? A roof rack. So you put a roof rack on your car, it would certainly hurt your rear end to be sitting on the roof rack. And when you put a roof rack on a donkey, it's also going to be very uncomfortable to sit on. And because of that, this thing, which we see a beautiful picture of, courtesy of Tokolosh, thank you very much. So there is a roof rack on a donkey that is bichlal, not going to be mekabel tumas merkav or moshav, and it's completely tahor. However, if you move around the holes in that roof rack, so that maybe you took out some of those rungs and you put three of them together so it doesn't hurt you so much to sit on. Or for that matter, if you just made a long slot and you were parates one of the holes into the other holes and now you're able to move them around, the point is there that you're able to make it comfortable enough to slide together, then it would be tumeah for midrash because we consider that change itself to be a kol ha-kelim yordim lidei tumatan. And over here, with a maisa, even if it originally had been made for something else.